City Talk 105.9 official podcasts online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing.
It is the weekend, and this is Bloke Talk on the Voice to Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. I laugh because it'll become apparent as the hour goes on that here in the City Radio Tower, right at the very top, 450 feet in the air, we're going to have loads of strange people walking past our studio window because they do these tower tours. Information on the website. Now, we're here, and it's Bloke Talk. It's a different lineup to Bloke Talk. I was trying to think back of when we were last. The kind of like the three original Bloke Talk members
the
are actually
musketeers.
All together in the studio, and I can't remember, because you weren't here last week, were you?
No.
And Toby's not here this week.
No, and Toby wasn't here the week before.
That's
right.
That
was when we had Paul.
That was
and then
traumatic.
I think...
Yeah.
I wasn't there the week
so
before.
So it's been a little bit up in the air for the last 5 to 6 weeks, hasn't it?
Mm.
Anyway, it doesn't matter because we have, taking Toby's place for this week, Kieran Fox. So, Kieran Fox, welcome to Bloke Talk.
And it's nice to be here. Yeah, I've been charting all this progress of different people coming in and out of the building and in this, on it because I love the show. So, I mean, thank you for having me, so to speak.
It's a pleasure. Now, how do we describe Kieran Fox? Because you work on one of the radio stations here at the top of the tower, the magical one.
Yes.
How would you describe yourself? What do we know... What do we need to know? What should we know about Kieran Fox?
Effervescent, quirky, and buys a pint.
That's right.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Okay.
Buys a pint. That's got my vote.
Yeah.
If you buy me one as well.
All right.
Like your thinking.
All right.
Like your style. So you're here, and we're here for the best part of 60 minutes talking about stuff. If it is Saturday night and you're listening to this, hope your weekend's going well. If this is you're listening to this on the download, because many people...
I just point out, someone on the tour just took a photo of us then.
No.
They did. They took a photo
Painful.
Through the window.
If you're listening to this on the download, then thank you for downloading us. Should we just pull the blinds on the window?
We're not
the
monkeys
producer.
In a zoo, people.
Yeah, pull the blinds.
It's a little
pull
bit like
blind,
being in a goldfish bowl, isn't
that's
it?
That's it, yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
You may pay your fiver to come around the tower.
Stop gawping.
You're not gawping at us. I like that now. That sends out a clear message. Anyway, so we've got a load of stuff to talk about. Where were you last week? Were you anywhere interesting?
No, I was journalising last
week. Yeah, you were working hard, weren't you?
I always do.
Kieran is in that delicious position at the moment where he's on the countdown to going away on a lad's holiday.
I know.
Which is all right, isn't it? How long have you got to go?
I was doing a little bit of shopping for it last week. Well, it's go away on Monday, in point of fact.
Ooh.
So we're literally on a countdown.
That's good, isn't it? And you see, it's that kind of... what I don't like about going away on holiday is you know that you've got a load of stuff you have to do before you go.
Yes.
And that actually almost increases the stress.
Yes, doubles
the
workload.
It doubles the workload, but then the beauty of it is once you've gone to wherever you've got to go, you have that lovely that kind of calm down.
But even after you've done each of those tasks, I find that there's like so much relief when you've actually got them done.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been around my Primarni and I've got all my my sandals and
you've been to where?
Everything else.
Oh, Primarni.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
it.
got all that done. It's been sort of like a bit of an extra workload to get everything ready for the show so there's continuity when I've gone.
Do you actually specifically buy stuff for your holiday?
Yes.
I think, I must get some T-shirts.
Yes, I do. Yeah, because, I mean, let's be honest about it. Most of the stuff, once you put it through a washing machine now, it's finished. I mean, as a bloke, you know this, don't you? You know?
Well, kind of. You see, I'm so ill-prepared whenever I go anywhere. I leave it right up to the last minute. I mean, I've got
to go. Yes, I do that.
I've got to go to America in a few weeks' time, all right? Which is probably not the best time to go away. And I was just, and it's just kind of like my wife was saying to me, she said, "Well, you must go in there. You must go and get some shorts and stuff." So I've got some shorts.
I can't imagine you.
But and what you do is you just chuck everything. I chuck everything in a bag, and then I get to my destination and realise that I kind of like, I didn't bring enough T-shirts. I must buy some. I need to do this, that, and the other. I just can't be bothered with the stress of getting a load of stuff before you go away.
Yeah, but clothing makes you feel good. I mean, it's part of your personality. It's your outward sign to everybody else. I can tell you're really agreeing with this, but no, it does. Because, and so, buy a little bit of something new because, you know, it makes you feel good.
So you're going on a lads' holiday. How many lads?
There's five in total.
Very bloke talk topic, this.
It's actually the first time I've done it in my life, actually. Yeah. I've normally sort of either gone away with, you know, other people who I've been with in the past or, you know, sometimes city breaks on my own or something like that. But, I mean, no, I've never done. Yeah. I've reached the grand old age of 40 and I've never done a lads'
holiday. And they're going to be, because, you know, it's you going and there's some younger people and some older people as well.
Yeah,
it's going to be like Last of the Summer Wine on tour.
Oh, give over. Last of the Summer Wine. Who are you talking to?
No, I have no idea.
I'm not compo, mister.
Spain?
Yes. Right, yeah, Magaluf, to be precise.
Yeah. But... You see, have you ever been on a group holiday?
Yes, I went to Ibiza when I was 18.
What was it like?
I end up in hospital.
Why? Hang on a second. You weren't kind of, you know, Ibiza, getting into the kind of rave scene.
What are you suggesting?
Taking some dodgy Tic Tacs, that's what I'm suggesting.
No, I wasn't.
Now, what happened then?
No, I just got severely dehydrated, sunstroke.
Yeah. I've had that.
So I ended up on a drip for 2 days in a hospital. And the man next to me in the beds had fallen asleep on the beach after too many beers.
Oh, dear.
He had a very thick Welsh accent.
Yeah.
And... His back had, like, literally, like, third-degree burns, blisters, and it was all bandaged on his back.
You wouldn't
have. So there was me and him. We were right motley crew. Well, I know.
They warn you enough. You know,
happen,
the tour wraps
Kieran,
everything else to it. But
if you have too many beers on this holiday, you know,
No, I've learned my lesson. Back in 88, I went to a place called Tossa de Mar, and we went on one of these trips. And it was to a little liqueur factory. And, you know, me being sort of like somewhat younger and greener at the time, I thought, oh, yeah, free. All right, I'll try some of these, you know. And I think it might have been a combination of dehydration, some of that, and also a little bit of sunshine. But I remember that I was very, very grateful for 3 days that the toilet was in close proximity to the B-day. I lost 3 or maybe even 4 stone.
Blimey.
Yes, I had abs of steel. Abs of steel as a result of it.
Wow. I need to go on that diet.
Well, what I don't like about group holidays. Yeah.
You're warning me now.
When you do, let us know. We'll vacate the building.
What I don't
like about group holidays is that, and the thing is, it's going to be different now because you just said on air, you're a bloke in your 40s or whatever.
No, 40, thank you.
All right.
I'm very sensitive about that.
In your 40s.
It's no big deal. You're a bloke who's 40. If you've got a group of people going on holiday, okay, you kind of like, you always have that issue, don't you, about doing stuff. It's like, well, where should we eat tonight? Yeah? Let's say you've got a kind of like a self-catering apartment. Mm. No one can be bothered to cook. So it's just like, where should we eat tonight? And there's never a unanimous decision, is there?
No.
It's got like, some people go, oh, I fancy this, I fancy that. And you end up kind of like, and someone's always the mediator going, well, we do that tonight.
That'll be me then.
Do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, that'll probably be me.
Because it's happened to me on kind of like group holidays. Yeah. And you end up just going, oh, come on.
Yeah, just get with the beat baggy.
Yeah, I want to do this. I want to do that. Well, I want to go to the beach. And it's just like, come on. Yeah.
Or just send them off in their own direction and say, I tell you what, we'll meet you at 6 at Joe's Bar or whatever.
There's no reason why you can't all go your separate ways for a bit.
No, I think that's healthy. I think that's good. I intend to go and just sit and read a good book.
Do you think there'll be arguments on this holiday?
Not from me, there won't be. No.
Do you know what I love most about going on holiday?
Go on.
Right, I love it. It's spending time at the airport.
Yeah.
Okay, what I love most about going on holiday is kind of like ridiculous. You've got to check in, you've got a few hours to kill or whatever, okay?
I love that.
And it's great because you legitimately can spend your time doing whatever the hell you want and they can't touch you for it. And I say they, I'm talking about the rest of the people on the planet. Because you've got to check in, you know, I have 2 or 3 hours to wait until you board the plane. You can fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yes. Doesn't matter. Or you can do what I like doing, sitting in the pub.
They've got regulations about that, though, don't they? Because, I mean, if you have too much to drink now, when you get on the plane, it's like, oh, no, sorry, you can't travel off.
You don't get mullered. You know, you just have a couple and have a few more.
No, I don't know. The airport for me is the least interesting thing.
Like it. When it's like a playground.
When I was younger,
because
it was like big and all the planes and all the rest of it. But I don't know. I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, I mean, I know that there's loads of people go and hang around Manchester Airport, and there's a pub round by the bottom end of one of the runways, and people just literally congregate because they like to have a pint or whatever, but they like to sit and watch the planes. You know, it's like must be like the equivalent of plane spotting.
Yeah, I just like the vibe of kind of like knowing that you've beginning your holiday, and it could be like 9:30 in the morning. You can have a couple of pints.
Well,
and they can't touch you for it. It's great. I love that feeling.
You can do that in the blob shop around the corner here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, wait, have you ever been there?
I've been past it. I've never set foot in the place.
I got taken to the blob shop when I arrived in Liverpool after a few months. A cabbie I know called Gary. We went drinking. Yes. We went in there, and they've got a big tankard. That's what tankard? A big kind of like tank that's got the magical blob drink in there.
Right.
Where's the magical?
I don't know.
No, I haven't. No, I've never set foot in the place. It's just every time I've been past, I think, what was it doing? I was. Oh, that's right. I was on the way to Lewis's, and I was doing something there for the show and what have you. And this was about 10:30 in the morning or something like that. Yeah. And they're waiting outside. Oh, let's have another pint, you know. And I'm looking at him watching, thinking, well, 10:30? Wow.
It has its place. It has its place.
I'd love to be that carefree.
I'd love to do that.
I'd love to do... Isn't it your birthday soon?
Might be. Oh. Now, listen, when you go on holiday, well, do you want to go out drinking at 9 in the morning?
Yeah, let's do it.
When you go on holiday, do you ever take anything with you? Because some people take tea bags.
Well, no, actually, I'm going to take one bag because I've got this thing these days. I don't like really waiting around for my suitcase. I'm only going for a week.
Yeah.
I don't like checking in a suitcase.
What do you need? What do you need? You need what? Boxers?
A couple of I need a couple of clothes.
You're not taking any boxer shorts?
Oh, boxers. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you said boxes. Sorry.
I just imagined you at the carousel. Bring my boxes.
Look, I'm gonna take some pair of jeans to go in. Yeah. Pair of jeans to go out at night. Something maybe chino orientated. Yeah. Couple of pairs of shorts. Couple of pairs of t-shirts. Yeah. Some swimming stuff.
Yeah.
Some suntan lotion.
Underwear.
Underwear.
God,
yeah.
You don't need
that's it.
That's
no.
The point. You actually you can get away with it just like a shoulder bag, can't you? It's all in there. Chuck it in.
Yeah. Not if you're a woman.
No. I'm going to read some Tom Sharp novels whilst I'm away as well.
Very good.
Yeah. That's what
do you ever take anything when you go abroad?
What do you mean?
Anything. Well, people take, like, tea bags and stuff, don't they?
Oh, God, no.
When I went travelling after uni, I took 3 jars of Marmite.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah?
I love Marmite.
Yeah, because I used to be quite addicted to it.
Yeah?
Really?
How's your addiction now?
Peanut butter's overtaken. It's my favourite taste topping.
No, Marmite's got it. Marmite's just the best.
I know.
Did you
love Marmite, and Vegemite just isn't the same.
No, no. Did you know it's got another use as well? If you smear it on your face.
No.
Seriously. No, no. It's because it contains riboflavin. And if you put this on your face, it's as near as, damn it, a great anti-wrinkle cream.
Really?
That's the God's honest
truth. You're going to get really mucky pillows, aren't
you? Well, yes, this is true. And nobody else will go anywhere near you.
Or a cat.
I can't imagine
it. Not the kind of thing going on that you want.
I can't imagine it blends in very well. Can you
learn something? What's in it? What's in Marmite?
Riboflavin.
And what is that?
Not being sort of like well up on chemistry since school days.
You're better than Laura and I, so you can bluff it and get away with it.
It's something which is... It gets into the pores of the skin and inflates them. So it's a little bit like Botox for the skin in a natural version.
Yeah.
So if I go home tonight...
Get the Marmite
and smear
out.
Yourself with Marmite.
Smear myself with Marmite. I'll come out all smooth tomorrow.
Apparently so, yes.
He'll be walking through the City Talk 105.9 office and people will be going...
I probably stained all my skin.
Laura's normally quite hygienic. What's going on there?
Ah, beef.
You either love me or you hate me. Yeah. There you go.
When you think of Laura, what do you think? I think beef.
No, but Marmite's not beef. It's vegetarian.
I think spreading. What?
Vegetarian.
It's extract, isn't it? It's yeast extract, to be precise.
Yeast.
When you went travelling after uni, you took 3 jars of Marmite. Did it last you for the whole trip?
No, when I got to Australia and New Zealand, I had to move on to Vegemite.
Oh, no.
Because they don't have it there, do they?
No, they don't have Marmite. And but I got used to Vegemite in the end. And actually, when I came back to England, I was used to that taste. So.
Really?
Mm. You know, swings and roundabouts, really, with your toast toppings. But
it is bizarre. I mean, I've always found it strange that people will take tea or Marmite or even baked beans abroad with them.
Mm.
You know, what is the problem with going somewhere and actually just deciding what you're going to eat and drink when you get there? You know?
Except if you're an expat somewhere and you can't get anything. I knew people who went to live in Korea and they couldn't get certain aspects. I don't know what it was. It was like Snickers bars and, as you say, you know, baked beans and
stuff.
Doesn't
it go with the territory if you're going to go and live in somewhere like Korea?
True, but maybe if you get used to something, if you're part of a particular country and you're part of its ways and its traditions, maybe a part of that should go with you.
You could be there, you're sort of like your dinner table, tucking into your cat and dog, because that's what they do in Korea.
Oh, please.
Do you know what? I really fancy a jar of Coleman's mustard with my hand.
No, but I tell you what, it makes you feel patriotic when you spend a long time abroad.
What, eating a cat and having Coleman's mustard?
It is true. It is true. My old man, when he was alive, he used to travel all around the world on the big boat. You can't beat. He always used to like the World Service and try and listen to like get the cricket score, because for him that was the true kind of essence of home.
Yeah. When I lived in New Zealand, I used to love it when Coronation Street came on, even though I don't watch it over here.
Yeah.
And my mum used to send me packages with like various magazines and chocolate bars and things, and I'd get all excited because I hadn't seen them for months.
How is your mum?
Yeah, she's fine. He likes my mum.
No, oh, right.
No,
right.
I like your mum, but she sends me emails.
I know, I've heard this, because being an avid listener.
I just, she sends emails. Mm. Nice.
Kieran Fox is one of our biggest fans.
Yeah, I love the show.
It's good having you on the show. Right, well, go away and come back. There's loads of stuff to talk about. I know, Kieran, there's a lot of stuff that you want to vent your spleen about, and we're more than happy to do that. We need to go across Facebook, Bebo, MySpace, Twitter, find out what's going on. We'll do that a little bit later on. I've got another saucy postcard. You know, you weren't here. No. We've been doing a plea for postcards.
Oh, I saw the very first one.
We had one that came in last week from...
Was it saucy?
No, this one came in from America.
Ah.
And obviously what I really wanted is a nice seaside saucy postcard. And one's been... Well, it's not been sent to me, it's been emailed to me. So we'll have a look at that. And I also want to talk about Adrian Charles and John Sargent. This is Bloke Talk on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.
So you didn't see the postcard that we got? This postcard is from... I forgot, you've not been around. Barbara, who's in Minnesota.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
Online listener. And I was saying, if you do listen and if you send us postcards, that'd be quite nice. And I was saying that I really wanted a cheeky... kind of like postcard from a seaside kind of resort. You know what I mean?
You don't see them anymore, well, except in maybe Blackpool and what have
and,
you.
And I didn't get one sent to me, but one was emailed to me from Paul, who's in Wallasey. And that's the next best thing, you know? He's thought about it.
Made the effort.
And it says, well, you wanted a cheeky postcard, exclamation mark, and there's some pictures of people's bottoms.
I don't think there's anything wrong with
that's
a bit
right,
of
have a look at that,
humour.
Eh?
Yeah,
look
that's
at that.
Nice, that.
So if you want to send postcards, I'd love you to, just because I find it quite amusing. It's Bloke Talk, City Talk 105.9, St John's Beacon, 1 Houghton Street, Liverpool, L1, 1RL.
Can I ask you a question just before we go any further? Why is Toby Gillis playing the French horn uncool?
Not. Who said it was uncool?
Well, you know, I mean, he seems to take a fair amount of stick for playing the French horn.
I think it's a marvellous skill set.
We do tease
him. I play the violin.
Do you? What can you play on it? Can you do Agadoo?
No, good God, no.
Aerology
string, yes. I used to play with the Merseyside Youth Orchestra.
Did you?
I think what might be a nice idea.
I love Aerology string. That's my favourite classical piece.
What is?
Ding, ding.
The Vivaldi Four Seasons as well as another one of mine.
Bach.
Yes.
Bach.
Good. Who's
supposed to go woof?
Yeah, no, I'm not. Wrong show. What's the... who said it was uncool?
I just got the distinct impression that people thought it was
funny. It's difficult.
It's the instrument, though.
Do you know what the problem is? I kind of made a rule that I wouldn't say anything about Toby this week, because last week he came in with a notepad.
Right.
With, do you know when Paul Jacobs was here?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You were here, and I was here, and we talked about Toby...
Yeah.
He took offence, so much so that when the radio show was going out, his mum texted him and said, you've got to listen to this because they're being really rude about you. And
I can't even remember what we said. Did we say anything?
Well, we talked about his blankie.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So it all kicked off, and Toby's mum got involved and texted him and said it was all too much and stuff, and he tuned in, and he wasn't too happy. He came in last week with a notepad full of notes of stuff that allegedly I had said about him.
Right.
Some of which was true. So I made a rule this week. It's true, isn't it? Mute producer JD is nodding in the corner.
Right.
So I made a rule this week. I wouldn't say anything about Toby, okay? The French horn, I think, is a very useful skill to have. But what I was going to follow it up with is just say that sometimes he doesn't help himself. And when we have conversations about Toby, when was the last time he protested? And he'll come out of his story about that he protested about music classes being cut and they all went out and played the horns at the same time outside some council office. It is difficult not to kind of smile in a wry kind of way.
Yeah. But I have to say that when he came in and blew his horn...
He was good.
We were impressed. Mm.
Well, you and I couldn't do it.
No, I was better than you.
That's not hard.
I beat you in the naan bread challenge as well.
Yeah.
I was?
Yeah.
When we went to the Indian restaurant
right.
and the naan
bread.
I've beaten you in all of the food challenges.
Apart from the cockroach eating.
I ate some bugs.
I've done stupid stuff in the past as well. I've sung with Right Said Fred.
Yeah, I saw you do that. That was part of... when was that?
It was the Matthew Street Festival
last year. All this in the, in the interest of the job, etc. But... Yeah, I sang with them because it's one of my party pieces on karaoke.
How did you get... Did you just... When you heard they were coming to perform
I fired an email
the
across.
Matthew Street Festival, you sent them an email?
I sent them an email, and their management turned around and said, Yes, we've asked the boys and they've said yes, they'll do it. Yeah, so we did the interview and then we got him up on the stage, which was actually possibly one of the most daunting things I've done. There must have been 10,000 people in that street.
There was. I was one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we went to the front and then we missed out on the position and they made us walk all the way back round again and had to go back through.
Well, it is available on YouTube, the performance, anyway.
Which number was it? Was it Deeply Dippy?
Yes, it was.
Is it on YouTube?
It is
on
YouTube.
What do we search for?
Just dial in Kieran Fox Matthew Street Festival or Deeply Dippy.
Who's next? Who do you want to perform with next?
Well, I don't know about perform, but I'm going to go and see Jeff Wayne.
Yeah,
War of the Worlds. Yeah, that's in Sunday, 14th of
June.
But
that's not the same as going on stage with Right Said Fred.
Well, if you're asking me who else can I actually sing, or what else can I actually sing, I can do David Byrne and Express 2 and Lazy.
I like that song.
I used to do a parody of it as well.
Can you do it now?
You love karaoke, don't you?
No, it was never something I really got involved. I just kind of like got dragged into it, really. And I've always had this thing: if I'm going to sing, then I'm going to do it properly. So it's
got
to be something in my
computer. Have we got David Byrne? Because David Byrne was in Talking Heads.
Oh, no, please.
Well, no,
I
don't mean to be rude, Kieran, if you're stupid enough to mention it on this radio show, chances are we might take it a little bit further.
I have to sort of, like, take a bit of a stance away. Wicked and Amazing. That one, you see. Will that do?
Have we got it?
We don't have to get the thing now.
The mute producer's having a look on the computer.
Yeah, it's a very long version.
Try Deeply Dippy instead.
Yeah, actually, I'd prefer Deeply Dippy.
Be careful, because it's my parody version and it's a bit rude. That's in the system as well.
That's all right. We'll edit the bits out.
All right.
Everyone knows we're not live. Oh, right. Off you go, Kieran.
How can you reveal that?
We did last week. Don't worry. Secret's out.
Deeply dippy about the curves you got. Deeply hot. Hot for the curves you got. Will that do?
Yeah. I quite enjoyed that. That was good. That was all right.
I forgot how good Right Said Fred were.
I remember Right Said Fred when they were the top of their game.
I had their album on tape.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Up.
They've got a new album coming out, actually.
Right. Talking of music. Okay. Do you know what that is? Don't read it. No, not the title. Do you know what that is?
I think it's a record.
It's a record. We had a conversation.
Is that an LP?
It's a 45 to
It's
be
a 45.
What does that mean?
It plays at a certain speed.
RPM.
You must know what that means.
There was 78 originally.
45 inches, I thought it was.
33, no.
It was 7 inches. Only in your dreams, honey.
Is that what it is, 45?
I don't know what it is.
It's a record.
Alice Cooper. Oh, yeah.
You see, I bought this in because I raided someone. Someone's getting rid of their vinyl, which is one of the greatest sins ever.
Please.
And they said, do you want to have a look through it? And I said, yeah. And I said, take what you want. And I took what I want because I have a turntable plumbed up. Hang on. And I said to you, do you know what a record is? And you said, I've no idea. And I said to you, have you ever bought one? You said, no.
No.
The first few singles I bought were on cassette.
Yeah, cassette.
And now you've just mentioned the Right Said Fred album on cassette.
Mm.
Yeah. Have you never purchased? Look at that.
Tape's coming
back. I'm too young, sorry.
Ah, oh, smell of vinyl.
Duncan, tape's coming back. Sales of tape, it's been in the news this week. Yeah, they've gone up.
And it's blank cassettes, isn't it?
Yeah, the reason being is because there's still enough cars going on the roads at the moment that have got tape players in them.
I've got a tape player in my car.
Did you used to tape songs off the radio, which you shouldn't do because it's highly illegal?
No, it isn't. Only if it's for rebroadcast. For private consumption, that was fine.
I've got a load of TDK D90s knocking around in my mum's loft somewhere, which has got taped bits of radio on there.
I've got a TDK metal cassette, and when I mean metal tape, that was the formulation on the tape, but it's also a metal casing, because I used to work in the audiovisual trade, so it was like an audiophile.
So why are they coming back? Is it because you said that cars have still got cassette decks in
them? Yes, that's the principal reason.
But surely with iPods out there, everyone's buying, what are people sticking on there then?
I think it's just nostalgia, really. Really, more than anything else. And I think there's a lot of people that aren't making a switch to new technology, either because they don't know how, or, more importantly, because it's too flipping expensive half the time.
The beauty of the studio we're in is actually it's got a turntable in here. There's a turntable. Oh, yeah. Look, that's a turntable.
Is that used to play records?
I was playing a record in here only yesterday afternoon. And I thought you might want to experience a bit of proper vinyl action.
Yeah, that's a bit
Can
of...
Can I have a go?
Yeah, you can. I'll tell you what, it's very simple. It comes up under the thing on there called DJ Mix. And if you power up all that kit round there, which I think is on, you can put... What do you fancy? Do you fancy that one? You can either have Jesus Jones, Megadeth, The Happy Mondays, Incognito...
Jesus Jones.
Or, I can't speak, Alice Cooper. Who do you want?
What do you think?
I'm going for Jesus Jones.
Yeah, let's have Jesus.
Well, Kieran's
Is it real? Is it real, real?
No, it's right here, right now.
Oh, that'll do. All go on.
There you are. If you put the Liam... Do you all right? Do you want me to do it?
It's a proper industry standard SL12.
The mute producer, certainly.
Fat Boy Slim, right here.
No,
right
it's
now.
Not.
No, that's... Oh.
It's the different. One with the, yeah.
Well, so I'm just so put, young. It's put I'm up so
the
young.
The whizzes volume knob there, so Laura can hear the beauty, the sound. Yeah,
it's not going to be very good quality, is it?
How dare you?
Excuse me, yeah. Excuse me. No, vinyl actually has the potential with the right equipment to be better than CD. Because do you want me to do you the technical on this?
Yeah, go on.
Zeros and ones is not the same as actual acoustic. Now, your voice is acoustic. It's not zeros and ones.
Oh, yeah.
So when it imprints into the vinyl, it gets literally popped in there.
Yeah. Put that back to the beginning. Okay, so it's right. I'm going to sort it out for you. Put it right back to the beginning. Okay, stop it for a second. Don't scratch me 7 inch. Stop it.
You
can do the cue up on it, you know. There's a button on the right with start stop on it.
It's the cold weather. Right, okay, now, if you put that on, okay, put those on. Oh, right. All right, there you go now. Blast it loud and proud.
No,
listen to the beauty.
Not too loud.
The beauty of vinyl. Oh.
See, the bass response in that is just miles better than you get off a CD.
Yeah.
Just all clicky, it's all clicky.
Oh, stop listening to the superficial. That's part of the experience.
No, it's rubbish, that.
Oh, give over.
Rubbish.
Say that? Give over.
Boo.
I just thought I'd educate you. That's vinyl. Because when I said you have you bought a record and you said no, I said you are joking. No, I haven't. I just thought I'd bring some in here.
I say here. More vinyl. There should be more vinyl played.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to say to the boss, I'm going
to
say,
my dad used to have
vinyl
records when I was young. They had Beatles and stuff.
Oh, did they? Did they used to have records?
Yeah, Beatles and things.
They had records and used to put it on the turntable.
I think so. I wasn't interested.
What was the cassette single then? The first few cassette singles you bought? Can you remember?
The first single I bought was Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Shake the Room.
Yeah.
Summertime is a better song.
Right, yeah.
Sorry, you might not know what that... Do you know that song?
Yeah, boom, I do,
boom,
yeah.
Shake the room.
Yeah,
boom,
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, why wouldn't I know that?
I know the rap. I don't know. You seem like an old fogey. You seem like you're about 60.
How can you call me an old fogey when I've got Megadeth here? Huh? Yeah, don't you.
Actually, you've got the Happy Mondays. That's quite cool.
Yeah, it's Kinky Afro.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant stuff.
Good lyric. So, good. Bloke Talk on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. Kieran's here for the absent Toby. Toby, if you're listening, hello.
We love you.
Laura's here, and I'm here, and we do this Saturday nights, and sometimes it gets repeated on the Sunday, and it always goes on iTunes and stuff, and people download it, which is lovely. I want to talk about Peter Andre and Katie Price before we finish today's show. Yeah, because I want a few thoughts on that. But Kieran, I know there's a pile of stuff that you want to mention. What have you got there?
Well, I was only going to talk about the MPs very briefly, because I've got a fairly radical solution.
The MPs' expenses.
Yeah,
we're on day 142
easily
of this ongoing saga. What's the solution?
Very simple, very simple. Well, there's two, in point of fact.
Yeah.
Number one is, instead of kind of like giving them a, you know, all these expenses, go and clean your moat out and all the rest of it, buy up a hotel.
Yeah.
A big hotel. I mean, how many MPs are there? 600 and something or other?
642.
642, right. Buy a hotel, each with the same egalitarian kind of rooms, and feed them the same meals.
Yeah.
Simple. That's got to work out cheaper, hasn't it, really? Or, conversely, after the 2012 Olympic Village has been finished, put them in there. Move them in there. Or, failing that, just send in Guy Fawkes again.
I like your thinking. I've got an idea, and it's this.
Go on.
All right. We, MPs, I think, do quite a tough job. Okay, I do think it's a tough job because it's not 9 to 5. You know, you've got these votes at midnight and stuff like that. Yeah, it's all right if you live in the Greater London area, but if you live in somewhere like Crewe, you know, you do have to travel there. You do have to stay overnight. Mm. Okay, and they claim expenses. I've got a better idea. Okay, what we should all do, all of us should have big wads of notes given to us by the government. Okay,
right,
and then
I'm liking
your
this so
MP,
far.
Your MP should have to pole dance.
Yes.
Okay, and in order to get money for their expenses, we grade them how good they're pole dancing. And isn't it? If we like it, we slip a little £50 note in their garter.
Oh no, I know.
I'm
don't sorry.
Know if you
that
want
doesn't
to see
work.
RMPs
that,
doing that
does not
I'm
work.
Talking
with
various people now.
I think that's a great idea.
No, not not
Harriet Harman. A little bit of a pole
no,
dance going
no,
on.
No, I was going to say, what about
small,
what about Anne Whittaker?
Kelly, who, yeah. yeah, well, come on. Isn't
John
that a
Prescott?
Part of your brain? It would pay serious money to see Anne Whittaker wrapping herself around the pole. Ditto John Prescott. It would be obscene, but come on, you'd be interested, wouldn't you?
It would be interesting.
I mean, Prescott obviously would need two poles, but the point is, it would be very entertaining.
I'd like to see him dress up as a Romulan Star Trek character.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about your Star Trek interest a little later on. I like your idea, and I think increasingly we're at a stage now where, I predict in 3 weeks' time, there will have been a general election called.
Do you?
That's what I'm picking up on the internet, on the political blogs. That's what people are saying.
Mystic Duncan.
It's got to happen. It's the only way to save Parliament, they say.
You could be right.
And I think now, and we were talking about this in the office, more so than ever, if you ever wanted to be an MP, if you're listening to this, of course, Liverpool, North Wales and North West England, you've ever had a kind of leaning in that general direction, now would be a good time to start stand as an independent, because I reckon you'd be in of a good chance of getting in as a protest vote.
Well, maybe,
Esther Ranson's doing it.
Yeah, maybe one of you two should do it. Yeah. You know, your status.
No, I was a union steward. I've done all that. No, I've been there. I've done
well,
that.
You could do it. You could become an MP.
And I've got far too many skeletons in my cupboard that I wouldn't want to come out.
Oh.
What about you? I'd vote for you.
I have actually.
I would. I'd put a cross in your box.
Absolutely. I've never revealed this before, but I have actually stood.
Have you?
For council.
Oh, we'll come back and talk about that in a few moments' time. Laura's here, Kieran's here, I'm Duncan, and this is Bloke Talk on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
This is a man's world!
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing, nothing, without a woman or a girl.
So without naming any political parties, because we're on the run-up to this kind of general election, no we're not, European elections, you stood for what? Council?
Yeah.
What did you do that for?
Well, I used to be quite politically active.
Were you an activist?
Good for
you.
Yeah.
Used to bang the drum, wave the placard.
In the olden days, this is when I lived in Leeds.
Yeah.
In my student city.
Yeah.
And I stood as a Leeds City Councillor.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah. You always stand for what you believe
what
in.
What happened?
I came fourth out of four candidates.
Ah.
Yeah.
Any reason why?
But I got 943 votes.
Now, there you go, you see.
That's not bad, is it?
No, that's good. No, that's good. I like that.
That's good. Not, yeah.
Would you stand? Would you stand for a position in council again?
I would like to do politics again one day.
I'd like
but
to
I just
do
need to work out
I
which
see
party.
You doing that. I could see you. Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? That's exactly it.
You'd make a good front woman, I think.
Why?
Well, because you're kind of confident, you can string a sentence together, you can articulate yourself well.
Beautiful voice.
Yeah.
My boyfriend once told me I could be Prime Minister.
Well, I'm sure you could.
And then we had an argument because I said I didn't believe that he could. And he said, I believe you can do anything.
See, I
and I said, well, you couldn't be Prime Minister.
You see, I'd like a bit of a punt of politics, but I wouldn't want to be kind of like the main person there.
No,
I'd like to be behind
be
the scenes. Yeah. I'd like to be a little bit cloak and dagger. I want to be boozing in the pubs in Westminster.
You could be a speechwriter.
I want to be smearing my man's opposition, going, do you know what? Do you know what he does with goats? That's what I want to be doing.
No, I wouldn't want to do that. If I was in politics,
like
I would rather just stand up for what I believe in. And if I believed in something, because I've always liked to think, people have always told me that I'm a very passionate person.
Yeah.
So if I believe in something strongly enough, then why the hell shouldn't I stand up and be counted?
Yeah.
Well, I'll say stand as an independent in a few months' time. I reckon you might.
God, I've backed myself into a corner now again, haven't I?
There's something else we're going to talk about. What was it? Oh, we haven't done the Facebook stuff. We'll do that in a second. Let's talk about
Pete
and Kate. No, because this is interesting. Even I have become interested in this.
I find that amazing.
Yeah. Well, Peter Andre, Katie Price, ITV2, stateside. Normally after a few glasses of Merlot.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on anyone's side. I just think it's a great freak show. Why? Why should I pick sides?
Well, that's what people seem to be doing now.
Well, whose side are you on?
Pete's
or Katie's?
Probably Katie's because I prefer her. I think Pete's a bit of a waste of space.
I think the whole thing's a stunt. I reckon.
Oh, I believe. I think it's a stunt.
You know,
as well.
They'll get back together shortly. Isn't it obvious to people?
I don't
Why
think it's a stunt.
Why are people falling for this? Why
do
you
think
it's
a stunt?
No, I don't think it's a stunt. No, I think that anything like this is just car crash stuff because it should be left to private matters rather than public domain. Why do I want to know about somebody's heartache? Even if you say that it is or it isn't, it's a stunt.
They're going to the newspapers, Kieran, and telling their stories to the newspapers. You know, they're not...
They're both publicity merchants and as bad as one another.
There you are.
But you think it's real, though, still. You think, oh.
You know, I don't think it's real. It doesn't give it. To be quite frank with you, can I say this? I couldn't give a monkey's.
Well, you should give a monkey's. You should give a monkey's.
Why?
Well, because you see, I think a lot of people are falling for it, and the sad thing is, they don't realise they're being had. It's one big publicity stunt.
Okay, I'll agree with you on that.
And I found out yesterday, Peter Andre's got a new album coming out, and he's written a track all about his breakup.
Yes.
Oh, what a surprise!
Yeah. Okay. That's
what do you think,
enough.
Laura? You're a good judge. You're a showbiz.
I'll have that.
What do you think about the way she treats him? Because she does put him down a bit, doesn't she?
Yeah, I suspect he gets off on that.
Do you think men like that?
I suspect he does.
Does your wife do that to you?
No.
Call you effing this and
charming.
But it could be part of the act, couldn't it? Could be part of the act.
Well, for years, and, I mean, most of politics was served by, wasn't it Miss Whiplash or something like that? What was it, Cynthia Payne?
Well, no, yes, you're right. Well, no, she was Madam Sin, wasn't she?
That's right,
Cynthia
yeah.
Payne.
Yeah.
And she organised these kind of parties for various people who like to be dragged around on the lead.
Yes.
Yeah,
was someone else. Miss Whiplash was someone else.
Oh.
And I forget her name, it'll come to me in a second, but, I know about this because I wrote a paper on it once.
Right.
Right.
All about sleep.
That's what they all say.
Find things out on this show, do you know?
Yeah,
I like
Mandy, Mindy, it was something like that.
No, that was no. There was Mandy Rice Davis. She was the other half of the Christine Keeler affair, wasn't she? John Perfumo.
Yeah.
I'm not that old, I just know my history. Oh, and I love that film Scandal as well.
It's a good film.
Oh, what a film.
What do you think, Laura? Is this genuine or fake?
I wouldn't be surprised if they had an emotional reunion soon.
Well, just after the album's been launched for Peter and just as she's done
I don't know, I just... There is a sort of a breed of celebrity now that will make anything up to get
ITV2 is going to be doing Katie and Jordan the split for the next 146 weeks, aren't they?
Yeah. I kind of wish I'd brought it up now.
Yawn.
Yes.
Let's look at our online platforms because Bloke Talk, don't chuck the paper at me.
Yawn. You were the one that brought it up. Throw the paper at me. Ow! You can't hit me.
Duncan has rolled the newspaper up and smacked Laura across the bottom.
Have some respect.
Don't just hit me with a...
Fight.
Oh, my
fight,
God.
Fight. Now they're trying to pull crackers almost between this newspaper. Right.
Facebook,
whose paper
Bebo,
is it anyway?
MySpace and Twitter. Okay, Bloke Talk is on there. Right, and
I'm so angry.
Why are you angry? Look, do something useful. Have a look at the Facebook conversation that's been going on.
Oh, don't hit me.
Duncan's
again.
Got his paper back.
Just get on with it then.
Okay. There's a question from our friend in Hong Kong, Richardson.
Yeah, this is one of we have Kieran. We have clearly, as you saw from the postcard, we have online listeners to Bloke Talk. We have Barbara in Minnesota. Mm. We have our man here, Adrian, who's in Hong Kong on the Pacific Rim.
Mm.
He's asked us why Laura. He's asked it to me actually, so I'll answer it.
Yeah.
Why is it that when I'm out drinking with friends, women like to go to the toilets together?
Yeah.
I mean, if blokes did this, it would, under normal circumstances, with a few exceptions, be considered odd.
Yeah.
I mean, what goes on back there?
I have no idea. Well, I'm not qualified.
Would it be considered odd? I mean, I
Well, you wouldn't will you come to the toilet with me?
Well, no, you wouldn't do that, but you might be in the middle of a conversation, because blokes have conversations and it's in the middle of a pub.
Should we carry on? Yeah, in the loop.
Well, it's not a conscious decision like that, for God's sake. No, but a conversation can be continued, can't it? Are you telling me that the female of species...
Yeah, let's go to the loo together first. Does that happen? Doesn't happen.
No, anymore. Men just slip off to the loo. They don't announce it.
Yeah.
Whereas women like to go to the loo together.
Yeah. What do you do in there? It's one of life's unanswered questions.
It's a social thing.
Is it?
You gossip.
Right.
Yeah, you assess the night.
I've always wanted to
know. In fact, like going to the airport is your favourite part of a holiday. I think going to the loo might be my favourite part of a night out.
Really?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
And you get to chat to people, meet new people. Girls all just...
You don't meet new people.
Yeah, you do.
What do you do?
Girls meet new people in toilets. That's a fact.
And well, how does... explain how the social interaction takes place.
It might start with...
Well, hello!
It might start with a comment about how long the queues are.
What are you doing here?
It might start with a comment about someone's dress or makeup.
You dribble.
And then, you know, you just... No.
But what's that? I just, how does the conversation come about?
You always have a laugh.
Don't tell me, in every loo across the land, in some pub or bar on a Saturday night, the conversation goes along the lines of, queue's long, yeah.
It does.
What do you do? Oh, I work in Tupperware. I mean,
it is.
Does that really happen?
You meet people in toilets.
Sorry, I'm not having that. Going to the loo actually ruined caravanning holidays for me.
As if they could get any worse.
I will. When I was a lad, Mum and Dad didn't have much money, bless them, and it's not to sound that I'm ungrateful or anything like that, but we used to go caravanning, right?
Yeah.
Now, the thing about caravanning to me is it seems to be that you go ages and ages to tip up in some farmer's field to pay the privilege, and then it comes to toilet duty, which fell to me one particular day. Now, let's just say that there is something called the porta potty, which is not particularly pleasant, and emptying that, particularly when there isn't a facility to do so, means having to go to the toilet block, doing what's necessary with the contents, and some bloke in the next cubicle going, good God, like this. No, that put me off completely. Caravan holidays. Although I would say I'd have a Type 2 caravanette in a flash.
Stop for a second. This portable potty, was this in the caravan or outside it?
No, it's inside the... have a toilet cubicle in a caravan.
I'm just
caravanners
checking.
Will know this.
Well, I'm not a caravan.
No, well,
neither am I.
But, I mean, you know, I'm with Clarkson on that front.
So now... Because now, don't you get a pipe that goes out into a kind of, like,
not if it's a if it's a towable caravan, no.
No?
If it's a static caravan,
it's like
yes.
a bucket.
Yes, effectively, right, with a seat on, yes.
It has chemicals in it,
a little bit posher,
it?
Yes, exactly.
So you go into your cubicle, you all do your business, doesn't matter. You know, mum, dad, father, son, brother,
sister. Yes, precisely.
All of that.
Precisely.
But someone has to go and empty the bucket out.
Yes.
And when does this activity normally
when
take
it's
place?
Full,
beginning
usually.
right, yeah. Yeah, no, well, that makes sense. What? How do we get on to talk about...
You were talking about toilets, and I said that toilets have put me off going caravanning for life.
That's right.
It's different on a night out.
So night out, you meet new people. Did you not meet new people, Kieran, when you were emptying out the...
Only the bloke in the cubicle
potty?
Next door that was going, good God.
A bit of bonding going on there, nice little icebreaker.
Did that not have you ever been in a toilet on a night out? And a load of drunk women come in and try and use the men's toilets.
Yes, I'll tell you a story about that. I once went to a so-called comedy club in Portsmouth, because obviously I'm not from Liverpool, and I went to Portsmouth, and there's a comedy club called Jongleurs.
I know.
Right? And
it's a chain.
Yeah. And Portsmouth, though. Portsmouth is it's an interesting place. And I went there, and there were a few of us, and I went into the gents' loo, and this lady came in. Do you know what? This is no word of a lie. Okay, she was out on a big girl's night out. It might have been a hen party. I don't know. Do you know what she did?
Oh, I know what
you're
going to say.
Is this involved numbers or what?
She went in the urinal.
Nope.
What?
She hitched her skirt up.
No.
She climbed up onto the sink.
No.
And squatted.
Oh, for God's sake.
That is what she did. And the great thing was, she had so much pluck about her, she started the conversation. She's gone, the queue's just really long. I was like,
oh, my God.
I really had to come in. I'm sorry. I couldn't keep it in.
I didn't know if
everyone was just going,
Can I tell
you
story?
She washed her hands, and off she staggered.
I suppose
some friends of mine went into a bloke's loo.
Yeah.
And, can I tell this story?
Well, I don't know. You only know the story.
Well, these men took offence to them coming in and using their toilet, and they all turned round. And...
Where was that?
In Leeds. Oh, well, again, everything happens
funny
in
things
Leeds.
Happen in Leeds.
I used to live in Leeds.
No, I did. I used to live in Leeds, and I can remember driving down one of the main drags on the way into work, where I was working at the station at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a woman in the car.
Railway station?
No, radio station.
I'm just thinking it was natural progression from taking the bucket from the caravan. Maybe you'd moved on to suitcases.
No, seriously. Yeah. I was driving on the way to work, and a woman passenger in the back with baby, driving along, changing the child's nappy, throws the child's nappy out the window, lands smack on my windscreen. You know, talk about vileness or what?
Did you see our washer wiper? Did that help?
You're damn right I did, yes.
Oh, my God. This has descended into
toilet humour, yes.
It's shocking.
We're
in the final few minutes of Bloke Talk. I wanted just to mention something. I've come across something on the internet that I'm going to ask listeners to do as homework. And maybe send in footage to one of our websites, okay, or via one of the websites.
Oh.
Are you aware of the Diet Coke and Mentos eruption?
What?
Diet Coke, okay, and you get these sweets called Mentos.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. You're not aware of this?
No.
Is it?
This has been going on for years. This is great. You get a big 2-litre bottle of Diet Coke, and you get some Mentos, you drop it in. Do you know what happens? It erupts like Krakatoa on
sure
a good
day.
I've got to try that. Oh, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
You can do this. You can buy a 2-litre thing of Coke or any other fizzy drink.
Any
some
fizzy
Mentos,
drink,
you drop
it
in, and it creates this massive kind of fountain.
And it could
and
be
spell.
Any mint.
Are you aware of this?
No.
If you're listening to this across Liverpool, North Wales, North West England, if you're listening to this online or you downloaded it somewhere else in the UK or around the world, I want someone, a bloke, because this is a bloke activity, okay? I want you to get a big fizzy drink, 2-litre bottle with fizzy drinks in, get your Mentos, drop it in and film it. Though don't stand over the top of it, because I was watching some footage on Bloke Talk on YouTube, okay? And it goes absolutely everywhere.
Mental.
Have a look at, look.
I'm going to try that.
Mute producer JD, look at those pictures down the bottom.
We need to give a safety.
There are world records of how high you can actually get a fountain of fizzy pop in the air by getting the stuff and dropping in the Mentos. Do you know what it is? 29 feet. 9 metres.
Wow.
That sounds amazing.
We couldn't do it in here.
Also, we have a new Twitterer, David Pearce. Because I forgot to say.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, David.
Yeah, David Pearce. I don't know what he does. What do you think?
Twitters.
Oh, yeah. Well, we do have, Kieran, you're not aware of this, we have a little bit of a bloke talk kind of game.
Yeah.
Right.
Where when people either join us on Twitter or MySpace or Facebook or Bebo, we try and work out what they're about just from their name. Mm.
I think he looks like Jason King from the original TV show, the Australian fella, Peter Wingard.
Oh, yeah.
With the moustache and the beard. Do you remember Jason King,
what's
the detective?
His name again? Yeah, I do, yeah.
Peter Wingard.
Wore a lot of velvet, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
So we think we get from the name David Pearce.
Yes.
David Pearce.
Facial hair and velvet. Certainly David lends itself.
I'm just trying to think.
David
what do you think
Pearce.
David Pearce does for a job? I'm leaning towards...
Milkman? Fireman?
No, my experience, Milkman are normally called
Teacher.
Neil or Dave.
Goat herd.
See, I think
in double glazing.
Yeah.
Or maybe a state agency.
Yes.
David Pearce.
Yeah, David Pearce, a state agency. He might even run his own.
Needs a little bit of work doing.
I say he's got 2 kids. Mm-hmm. I say he's 40.
Does it say that? Because you're looking very intently at something here.
No, I'm just looking at those two words. David Pearce. David
Pearce. A solid
Pearce.
Kind of guy.
What
a guy
does it say
with responsibilities.
To
David Pearce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he's just...
Isn't there a footballer called David Pearce?
Oh, there might be.
It could be him.
Yeah.
Stuart Pearce.
Psycho Pearce. Psycho.
I think David Pearce... what do you think his hobbies are? I say golf.
I say golf, yeah.
Golf, yeah, golf. Yeah. Yeah, I go with that, yeah.
David, good
David's,
to have you on board.
Yeah, let us know.
Nice to know you there. It's the final 60 seconds of Bloke Talk. Kieran, have you enjoyed it?
I've had the best fun with my clothes on, actually. Yes, yeah, absolutely. It's been great. No, I've really thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you for coming along, and have a lovely lad's holiday.
Shame we're naked, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I must get out of this habit, Laura. Particularly me and my stash of 7 inches here. You're welcome back any time.
I'd love to, Kieran.
Thank you. Laura, nice to have you back.
Thanks.
We had Claire Morrow last week, or Claire Cross, as she's now called.
Yes,
but it's nice to have you back. Hopefully next week, Toby will return. I think we got a way of not being particularly rude about him. So
yeah, we did all right.
No, I supported his horn playing, didn't I?
Kieran, thank you.
Thank you.
Laura, thank you.
Thanks.
And you, thank you for downloading or listening to Bloke Talk here on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. If you want to find out more about this show, log on to citytalk.fm.
Listen, and log on to The Voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.